Welcome back to Money News right around the country. Still 38.6 degrees in Canberra as we speak, 36.4 degrees in Adelaide, of course parts of Sydney heading well above 40, not only today but also right across the weekend, and then parts of northern Victoria are also going to be subject to temperatures well above 40 degrees. We've been talking about not only the temperature but also the impact it has on our electricity networks. I did also tell you that at approximately 6 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time today, so that's about 5 p.m. Queensland time, the Australian Energy Market Operator directed the aluminium smelter Tomago in Newcastle in New South Wales to reduce its demand. Now, Tomago, as I've told you, uses around 12% of New South Wales' total electricity capacity on a daily basis. So that's about 1/8 of the electricity. So this was in order for AEMO to safely manage the power system in New South Wales. Problem is, of course, that could potentially cause the type of disaster that the Portland aluminium smelter suffered in December last year when its electricity supply was disrupted. And ultimately, the Victorian government had to top in $200 million to ensure the ongoing continuance of that aluminium smelter. Let's now go to Matt Holmes, the chief executive of the Tomago aluminium smelter in Newcastle. It's been a very busy day for him. We really appreciate your time at short notice, Matt. Can you tell us the state of play at your smelter right now?
Yes, Ross, good to be with you, and apologise for the noise. I'm driving, having just left the smelter. It's been a very long day for our people out there. We started load shedding at 3:45 under the direction of AGL, and that's who our energy contract is with. And what they're asking us to do is to take each of our potlines off power for 1.25 hours sequentially, so not all of them simultaneously.
How many potlines do you have, Matt?
We've got three potlines. So as you say, we take, we're the largest user of electricity in the state. And the key to running a potline is to keep it running, because these cells operate at very high temperatures, around 960 degrees, and if they freeze, they cannot be restarted. And so our concern was twofold. In the extreme heat, an extended power outage will cause a very unstable cell on restart, which means our operators need to go out there in the heat and exposed to the hazards of molten materials and physically intervene. And the shorter duration we can keep that outage, the better. Now, I can tell you that we've been working very, very closely and cooperatively with the market operator, AEMO. And our issue today was that they only required a total outage duration of 3 hours, but AGL were asking for 3.75 hours.
Why was the difference there, Matt? Because obviously that that time difference between what AGL was suggesting and what AEMO was suggesting would be crucial for your smelter.
Well, that's correct. Every minute counts. And that's a very good question that you might like to put to AGL, because we haven't had an answer.
We'll put that question to them immediately. In fact, I'll get my people on the phone right now. We'll see if we can get an answer by the end of the program. Can you tell me right now, do you think that you have been able to get through the day with these electricity shortages without compromising the smelter?
Look, there's no doubt there has been some efficiency losses in the process. What's hard for people to understand is to take a cell off and get the power off is literally pushing a button. It's instantaneous. To get the power back on is a much slower process, and even when the power is fully restored, the cell is in a pretty sick state. It can take many days, up to a week, to be fully back to the condition it was before we took power off. And that's the essence of running a potline. Run it at peak efficiency at constant load, day in, day out, every hour of the day. So any outage that is required, and we of course work very closely with the market operator AEMO and the network operator Transgrid to ensure the integrity and stability of the grid. We would never compromise that. It's not in our interests. It's not in anybody's interests. But our only concern today was to minimise the total duration and therefore minimise the impact on our people in an extreme heat condition, because whilst it was 40 degrees outside, it was 50 degrees inside our pot lines.
Yeah, and
under any circumstance.
And each of those pots, those three pot lines you've got, how much aluminium, what sort of weight tonnage of aluminium would be in them at any one time?
Well, we've got 840 pots. They've got a heel of aluminium, but to give you an idea, we produce around 590,000 tonnes a year. So it's about 1,620 tonnes a day, or if you really want to get into numbers, and I know you're good with numbers, Ross, it's about 18 kilograms a second.
It's incredible. So, as I say, you're hoping now that you've got through maybe compromising the cells, but without actually having the whole of the smelter frozen. But really, your business relies on that consistent supply of electricity, come what may.
That is correct, and that's the essence for aluminium smelters globally, right across the world. There are two issues that would affect long-term viability. One is electricity price, and it needs to be competitively priced on an international basis. And the second is reliability of supply, because as you correctly point out, at Portland in Victoria, an extended outage, an unplanned outage of their power supply saw their process reduced to some 27% capacity. A whole bunch of cells were permanently damaged, requiring a multi-million dollar bailout from the state and federal governments. Now, that's not a situation that we want to repeat here at Tomago. And that is the risk, because taking the power off is instantaneous, but there's no guarantee it'll come back on when you want it. And hence our call to our provider to minimise that outage. It's extremely risky. We don't like to do it, and particularly the impact on our people in extreme heat is just... I really do commend them. You know, they turn up, they show up, they put in, they look after each other. But this is an extraordinary effort on a very, very tough day.
Matt Holmes, I'm going to let you go there, the chief executive of Tomago Aluminium Smelter at Newcastle, and you can only just hear there the desperation of that situation, of those workers there, 1,000 of them in that plant, trying to save their plant, their job, and their prospects for the future. And this all because the electricity supply could not be guaranteed, which you or I would imagine should be taken as a given. This is the fundamental problem with energy policy in this country. You're hearing it there from Matt Holmes firsthand. You saw it at Portland in Victoria. You've seen it in South Australia with the blackouts that they've had. And again, if you don't need a wake-up call from the state governments or the federal government, well, God knows what's going to stick a rocket up them to get this sorted out. And I'll tell you what, we will put that call into AGL, and we will get an answer from Matt Holmes by the end of the program.